This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Today is Halloween, and Saturday is Dia de los Muertos, the Mexican holiday shares with its American counterpart a fascination with ghoulish imagery and decoration. But it's a celebration with a more somber intention, a chance to honor and remember those who have passed away. Saturday night, poets, musicians, and dancers from around the area will commemorate Dia de los Muertos at the Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque. With us is the organizer of the event, Albuquerque poet Jaime Chavez. Jaime, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Spencer.
Now, I mentioned that Dia de los Muertos is a commemoration, a celebration of those who have passed. There is one person in particular you're paying homage to in this event.
We just recently lost, I think, our most important Chicano poet, José Montoya, an innovator, an artist, bien de las aquellas. And he's actually, people think he's from California because he was a professor in California, actually from here, from Escobosa, New Mexico, from a land-based community. And so as such, we want to pay homage to him that night, and the program is dedicated to his memory.
And there's going to be music as well as poetry.
Oh, yes, and danza, as you had said, which is the Mexica dance, which is going to actually start off out in the street in front of the Chemo. And I love the Chemo. It's one of my favorite places. We used to go there when we were kids.
And when you were growing up in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh, and we'd watch the old Mexican movies. I have a lot of fond memories of the Chemo, and to be able to be in the Chemo, and the spirit of the Chemo that is very much alive is going to be with us that night as well.
You have done similar Dia de los Muertos events in the past.
I have. Actually, we've done it in a number of places, and started out of my alma mater at Rio Grande High School in the South Valley. And it was really great because I had two very well-known international poets, Jimmy Santiago Baca, who's a very good friend, and Simon Ortiz, who is another good friend from Acoma. And it was the most beautiful thing. And next Saturday night, Jimmy's going to be back with us again, and he's just really hyped up. You know, he's like, let's do it, bro.
And you're also going to have Albuquerque's poet laureate joining you.
Yes, Hakeem Bellamy. Actually, he's my associate producer, and Hakeem has been very instrumental in, you know, making the connections, I think, intergenerationally with the networks of young folks and everything from hip-hop to rap to poetry.
Have you given the folks that you've invited pretty much free rein, Jaime, on what they're going to be contributing to the performance?
All of the poets have an assignment, and basically it is to have one poem, and it maybe go, you know, 7-10 minutes, I don't know, but on the subject of death.
There is a somber feel to Dia de los Muertos celebration, but there's also a sense of party about it.
Well, I think unlike Halloween, now there is a relation to Old Hallows Eve, and basically what it is it's a mix of Old Hallows Eve with the concept, the Mexica universe, the Mexican Mitlantecuhtli, the place of the dead. Now, it was a way, I think, through the colonization or whatever, to bring those things together. But overall, the native belief system is incorporated heavily into this tradition, and you'll see that as well, starting off from the danza to the poetic expression and in the paintings as well.
Terrific. Poet Jaime Chavez has invited musicians, dancers, and other poets from the area to observe Dia de los Muertos Saturday night at the Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque. Doors open at 6, curtain rises at 7. Tickets are available at the Chemo, 768-3544, or online at chemotickets.com. Jaime, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.